This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. That is another way for you to get on the air with us. And in the studio, by the way, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
So, in addition to that, there's also our Discord chat room. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm. You head on over there, and you can jump into that first chat room. There's a bunch of chat rooms on our Discord, and people are in there pretty much around the clock. Before, during, and after Free Talk Live, you'll find people chatting about various different subjects on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. But again, that first chat room will get you on the radio with us. And speaking of the radio, I do want to welcome our newest radio affiliates here tonight. And that's because they are on during the week. They're actually, they take several days of Free Talk
Nice.
Live.
Wow.
In fact, they are part of a what has turned into a monster network of radio stations.
Is this that Michigan cluster?
Yeah, in northern Michigan. So a little bit of history. Free Talk Live started on WJML back in 2006, which is
12 years ago.
A station in Petoskey, Michigan. And that's one of our longest-running radio affiliates at this point, 2006. They don't get much earlier than that. And then they expanded us out to an additional station they had called WJNL. So it was originally WJML, and they had a different one in Traverse City, which is a nearby city in northern Michigan. And after that, we ended up getting on what they call an FM translator in Traverse City. So for a while, we'd had like two or three stations in sort of northern Michigan in that area. But now we've got another couple of radio stations. They added on another one in Traverse City, which was a few months ago. But the two most recent ones we've gotten are in Mackinac City, where we've got a 50,000-watt FM transmitter, which is
wow,
huge.
That's huge.
That's huge. They don't get much bigger than that on FM, and that's a big signal, and it's carrying the same WJML content. So it's the same station, but there's six of them, basically.
Right.
Welcome to WYPV 94.5 in Mackinac City, Michigan, and then also in, Rogers City, Michigan, there's WHAK, which is on the AM band on AM 960. So those are our two new radio stations in northern Michigan carrying Free Talk Live overnights. So if you're listening to us there, you're hearing us a little bit later after we're actually live. We're on from 3 to 5 in the morning there several nights per week. So welcome aboard to everybody there in what they call the mitten portion of Michigan.
Yes.
Because it kind of looks
up in the fingers.
Yeah, it kind of looks like we've literally got like transmitters in all the fingers, basically, if you would imagine them there. It's pretty cool. So if you want to see our full list of affiliates, you can go to our website at affiliates.freetalklive.com. We are now at 192 radio affiliates across the United States and beyond, because we extend all the way to Guam, actually. So there you go. If you want to help us, by the way, get on more radio affiliates, you can join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It costs $5 a month. You get cool perks like access to the AMP-only chat rooms. I actually just had an amplifier send me a message, I think earlier today or maybe late last night, on our Discord chat saying, hey, how do I get access to the AMP chat room? I said, well, just send me your AMP email address, because I want to make sure that it's a real person who's actually an amplifier of the show, not just somebody trying to get access to the AMP chat room. And he sent me his email, confirmed that it was him, and I gave him access. So it's really that easy. You get all the extra perks that you can get as being a Free Talk Live amplifier, and you help us get on new radio stations as well. ampamp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal, you can use credit card, you can use BTC, Bitcoin. So do that, and we appreciate it. Now, Daryl, we were talking about the sex workers. They apparently had themselves a little bit of a convention. A dozen of them got together in the ACLU offices.
June 23rd, in the ACLU offices in Los Angeles, and came up with a one-page document that...
They called it a manifesto, which one page is pretty short for a manifesto.
It's being referred to by Reason as a manifesto. They call it the National Sex Worker Anti-Criminalization Principles.
That's much better than manifesto.
Yeah, manifesto gives it a more of a rough edge there, doesn't it?
Right. And, well, manifestos are generally, you know, very large documents.
They're long screeds written by psychopaths, usually.
So let me actually begin reading this.
And is this the actual document?
This is the actual document.
Okay.
Because the article just references, here's some of the things the document says.
Right.
So it begins, general statement. We advocate for people impacted by labor issues, social stigma, and criminalization, and we condemn any attempts at restricting our autonomy and self-determination.
Okay.
Two, recommendations for all people. So they have recommendations for all people, recommendations for sex workers, and rights of sex workers.
Okay.
So recommendations for all people. Support us in our struggle for justice and human rights and against those who would deny us access to the same services or rights because of our work.
Indeed.
And some people might ask, well, what rights and services don't they have? Well,
all of them.
Good question.
Basically, like you can't go to court if you're a prostitute, if somebody, you know, steals from you or whatever, you can't, you know, get any kind of action.
Right. So, and this is something that was mentioned in one of the hearings. I forget exactly when.
You can't call the cops on somebody if they rob you.
If you get robbed, assaulted, raped, you can't call the cops.
Right.
And so,
and the reverse is true, by the way, of the Johns. The Johns also cannot call the cops.
Nope.
If they walk into a room where they thought they were going to meet a girl and there's some burly man in there who decides to hold him at gunpoint or whatever.
Right.
Or beat him within an inch of his life. That stuff happens, too.
Right. So there are a lot of legal rights that sex workers do not have. Continuing on, respect us as the experts in our lives without assuming we are flawed in some way.
Oh, right, right. This is the sort of negative mentality that, oh,
it's
you must be...
It's a cry for help. You just want attention.
Well, there's that. Or, so the one I brought up earlier was, everyone who's in sex work is a slave. And
right.
Or there's this, which is to say that, well, you wouldn't...
You're
no
broken
sane
on
person,
the inside.
Right, no
even,
sane person would do this.
Even if they were flawed, what difference does that make? They should still have equal rights. They should not be denied rights just because somebody has got something messed up with them.
It's just a way to dismiss these people.
It's like a bigoted form of thinking.
That's
just,
absolutely what it is.
And
there's a lot of bigotry directed towards sex workers.
Number three on this list, or... Letter C, as they have it here, under recommendations for all people, sort of a follow-up to B, is we do not want punitive intervention. Which, again, there's the people that think, oh, well, you're broken in some way. You just need help. Let me help you. Let me get you out of this situation.
Let's put you in a jail cell, because that's going to help.
Yeah. And now recommendations for sex workers. A, we insist on... sex worker leadership at every level of decision making on policies around sex work. We reserve to ourselves the right to maintain our own health. We demand the right to speak, access to all public channels of communication, to choose those who speak for us, and to be recognized by the media, public officials, and others as the authorities on our own experience.
Okay, as opposed to talking to a cop about...
talking to somebody that says, oh, well, I knew somebody one time, so let me tell you all the things about fill in the blank.
You know what's so disturbing is that when groups, when minority groups like sex workers, or minority, attempt to organize, it's we see the police and you know the government, the FBI, and they tend to team up and work to target the leadership, that organization
of course.
That's being created. It seems so wrong. That's
why I'm glad to see when they do, you know, when bills to change the prostitution laws, for instance, come up, it's nice to see sex workers actually coming out of the shadows.
It's a challenge because they're being persecuted.
I was asked to turn my camera off one day because there was a young man who was going to speak, and I respected his request. You know, so it's very rare that I will turn my camera off at one of these public hearings.
Right.
You know, my argument would be, it's a public hearing, man.
You know?
But I did go ahead and respect that request from him. Because men with guns might try to hunt him down and hurt him.
Yep.
Calling themselves the government, saying they're there to help. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about sex workers and a resolution that they got together to pass, basically a statement of principles. And we're going to continue with that here in moments, but I do want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System. Whether it's your home or a small office, the Blink Home Security System is going to do a great job of keeping you apprised of things that go on. So what you do is you get your Blink Security System at blinkprotect.com/FTL, and that way you save 15%, because why not? And then you unbox it, you put the batteries in, which are included, into the cameras, and then you put the wireless cameras up wherever it is you want. Don't cut the right angle, no problem, just move it. They're wireless, so you don't have to keep rerunning cable or drill any holes in the walls or anything like that. It's super easy to set this thing up, and it's all configured via a Wi-Fi-enabled device like a tablet or a smartphone. It really is super easy. I've done this, and you can try it for yourself at blinkprotect.com/FTL. That gets you the 15% off deal, blinkprotect.com/FTL. Like Free Talk Live. As we continue with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
All right, so Daryl, you've got more of this statement from a dozen sex workers who came together. Some, I guess, you know, you would call them leaders in their industry because they are basically leading at the forefront of being willing to actually come out of the shadows and speak publicly about this particular business.
Correct.
It is a business that should be respected. They touch on that, I think.
Yes.
That their choices should be respected, that they're not slaves. They're not doing this because they're damaged individuals. Some of them may be damaged, but, you know, that's another story.
Right.
But I don't even know what that means.
By default, people have the
emotional damage.
People have all kinds of issues.
You do understand what emotions are, right?
I agree that people have issues, yeah. But to call them damaged, it just seems like, I don't know, the choice of words.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. Like I said, to me, it doesn't matter what their damage is. They can make whatever choices they want to. Some people had things happen to them as kids, and they sort of carry baggage with them. Let's use the term baggage mm-hmm. in that case on into adulthood, and it can affect how they make choices in their lives.
Right. It causes bad coping mechanisms, sure. Shall we say?
Yeah. Some people deal with it by drinking heavily. Other people deal with difficult childhood, or can even have in adulthood, right, where
right.
bad relationships or whatever. Really, the question is whether or not somebody holds on to a grudge. And, in fact, I've actually got a video that's sort of related to forgiveness, which we might get into here in a little bit, that I think we can tie this into. But let's continue on with the list of...
Right. So we covered the recommendations for all people, mm-hmm. the recommendations for sex workers, and now they talk about the rights of sex workers. And they have four of them. To make our own sexual and relationship choices without others invalidating our consent. And this is a big one, because a lot of people believe that it is impossible to rape a sex worker.
Okay. That's crazy.
Any thoughts? I see the wheels turning in your head.
Why would it be impossible to rape a sex worker? I mean, if you have sex with somebody who doesn't cooperate, doesn't agree
right,
to have sex
see,
with you.
The belief is, oh, well, see, because they have sex with a bunch of people, then they'll just have sex with anybody.
You know, I could see where it's a harder argument, but I don't necessarily see how you could make any kind of declaratory statement saying it's not rape, just because...
You understand consent.
Right.
And the people that say that, oh, well, yeah, she had sex with a bunch of people, and she had sex with you, so therefore not rape.
No!
No, that's not how consent works, which is why they have to spell it out here. Number two, again, under rights of sex workers, to access social, medical, and justice services without discrimination in any form, including but not limited to gender, sexuality, race, citizenship, status, or the way we choose to work. Three, to have our choices and bodily autonomy respected, including in the right to decline services, which again goes back to the first one here under rights of sex workers. And the final one, to be free to work in a manner of our own choosing without onerous regulation that is disrespectful of our agency and autonomy, which is why sex workers don't like, and I took objection to reason using the word legalization, because legalization implies taxing and regulating.
Sure.
Ooh, good point.
And And in Nevada, where it is legal, there are onerous regulations.
Right.
And some people will say, oh, well, we need the regulations because you can't just have everybody get all the STDs.
STDs are bad.
STDs are bad. But for people where it is their livelihood to not transmit STDs, they're going to do everything in their power not to contract them.
Indeed. So what you're saying is the market should be allowed to self-regulate by having each individual or each company or whatever determine their own rules as far as STD checks and protection and requiring certain contraception or whatever.
Right, and one
instead of
thing,
having a one-size-fits-all thing come up with by the government.
And one thing that I will ask, and I've asked this numerous times, and nobody has ever been able to answer, what is the moral and ethical difference between hiring a prostitute and having a one-night stand with a chick you pick up at a bar?
Moral and ethical difference? None, unless you believe that hiring a prostitute is somehow ethically...
Right, so if we're
immoral.
Going to, you know, somehow say we need to regulate prostitution because fill in the blank, okay, we need to also regulate one-night stands because somebody might contract an STD. Do you see how ridiculous this sounds now?
It is.
Person that might think prostitution needs to be illegal?
It is ridiculous. One might argue that, now this is speculation here, but one might argue that many people are opposed, women especially, are opposed to prostitution being illegal, or excuse me, are opposed to legalizing prostitution or decriminalizing it because it would provide more competition in the marketplace and make them less able to wield their abilities.
You're saying, I think, what the reality is, but that's not how I think the women who would have that position...
They wouldn't admit to
they
it.
They wouldn't say it.
They
right?
would never, like, they could like, never admit to that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's sort of like jealousy, right? Like,
that's absolutely what it is.
I mean...
I mean, because there are other women out there who would like to go to a bar and have men buy them drinks and give them nothing.
Right.
Right. There are the women out there that are like that. Now, what percentage of them there are, I don't know. I don't go to bars, so I couldn't tell you. But they do exist. And I'm not saying the reverse isn't true, but it mostly is. Right.
Because it's probably like 10% of the population.
Because women have an easier time having sex than men do, obviously. And the more attractive they are, the easier a time they have. And then, therefore, the more easy a time they would have taking advantage of men who are interested in having sex by having them buy them a bunch of free stuff and then ultimately never even letting them in the front door, so to speak.
Right.
So if prostitution,
or the back door.
Yeah, if prostitution is legal all of a sudden, then if a man who just wants sex, because there are people who want a relationship, right? But there are also men and women, presumably, who just want sex, then those people will just go and buy it, which will lower the market for the potential of women who are just trying to kind of eat for free.
But yeah, families. We won't have families if you allow sex.
What? That's how you get family. You don't want to make a family with a guy that just wants to bang you meet in a bar, I suspect. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
USA Radio News.
Today is the first day that the United States slapped 25% tariffs on $34 billion of Chinese goods. Chinese officials have retaliated with tariffs on U.S. goods such as soybean, seafood, SUVs, and crude oil. Congressman Chuck Fleischman of Tennessee says this whole matter is very concerning.
There's been a huge trade imbalance for quite some time. What's been going on in the past in terms of our trade deficit is not working. Having said that, Tennessee, my home state, has long been a beneficiary of free trade. So we're going to have to wait and see. Obviously, we have to take each country on a country-by-country basis. The EU is different from China. China is different from Canada.
Tonight, the president and vice president will dine in New Jersey. Much of the conversation will probably revolve around who President Trump will nominate to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy for the Supreme Court. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free if you want to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype and the Skype username's lrn.fm, plus Discord's on-air call-in line room available to you on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Want you to know about bitcoin.com. Great place to go and learn the basics about Bitcoin. But also bitcoin.com wants you to know about saveitpurse.com, now accepting Bitcoin Cash, which is a big deal.
I've noticed this.
Yeah, so you're on Save It Purse like every day.
I am.
Basically. I use it fairly frequently. I checked my statistics recently. I'm over 125 different purchases at saveitpurse.com.
And just for clarification, this is Save It Purse accepting Bitcoin Cash, BCH directly.
Natively.
Not through the Shapeshift integration.
So, right. So interestingly enough, I noticed that they removed the Shapeshift integration.
Oh, I did not know that. Yeah, that is interesting.
They removed it and they replaced it with Bitcoin Cash.
I think that's smart. I think you're probably going to have too much trouble from... I mean, not to say that Shapeshift is a bad service. I've used it. I think it's great. I love Shapeshift. It's the first of its kind and I'll always support it. But it just adds complexity to deposits.
Interestingly enough, I have to wonder if the reason it was removed is because Shapeshift has not been working well.
Ooh, I didn't know anything about
that. I've had issues.
I've not tried using Shapeshift recently, so I wouldn't know.
I don't know, but
yeah.
I'm curious if that is...
Well, there are issues...
more behind it.
Whether it's working well now or not, there are issues with it often enough to where somebody else... If somebody sends the money, you know, sends their crypto to the wrong address or whatever... You know, just having that extra step in the process just adds complexity. So it makes sense to just go with keep it simple, use Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, and that's what they're doing now. So over at saveitpurse.com, for listeners that aren't familiar, it's a website that allows you to get significant discounts from the products you buy on Amazon. Now, Chris, you run ThinkPenguin.com.
I do.
That is a Linux privacy-based hardware provider, basically.
Yeah, we sell the hardware for Linux.
And there's some stuff that you buy for your business, like business supplies, through Amazon.
Yes.
And why wouldn't you want to save 20% on every single purchase that you make for those things? You do.
Yeah.
What do you typically set your discount at? 20, 25?
Okay, so if you want it instantly, I would say just like 18%, and instantly I would say within like a day.
Yeah.
If you want, like, if you can wait, you know, a couple of days, do 28%.
Okay.
That's a pretty safe bet.
Yeah. If you're real patient, the higher the discount you can get.
Yeah, if it's over 200, I would say go lower. Mm-hmm. If it's under 200, yeah, then...
You're good to go.
Yeah, you're going to get it.
Yeah. I've noticed fast. No matter what, it seems like if I'm at 20%, I'll get it snatched up within a day, typically. It's very rare that it'll go longer than a day at 20%. So you get these huge discounts through buy, you know, with the things you want to buy on Amazon through saveitpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. And bitcoin.com wants you to know that you can now use Bitcoin Cash as your deposit amounts over at saveatpurse.com. Very, very cool. All right, so we continue here. Your calls, your thoughts, welcome. You can bring up anything. Daryl, there was a little bit more, I think, some of the analysis or from the Reason piece.
Yeah, a little bit more from the Reason article, including a quote from Chris Sardina, director of the Desiree Alliance.
This is the sex workers who gathered together to come up with basically a statement of principles saying, hey, basically, we are our own individuals. Leave us alone. Let us do our business. Respect our rights here. It's our body. It's our business. We should be able to mix our body with our business if we want to.
Right.
And
Reason is calling it a statement of principles. They're calling it the National Sex Worker Anti-Criminalization Principles.
Okay.
And, again, Chris Sardina, director of the Desiree Alliance, says, we're national voices, and we came together with a collective mission to put forth a statement of how we are to be interacted with, and that was accomplished. Sex work advocate.
Is this a male Chris or a female Chris?
I don't
know. Not clear. Okay.
It's not clear, but it shouldn't really matter because there are male sex workers as well. Sex work advocates hope their manifesto can tackle a host of issues, including concerns about FOSTA-SESTA legislation, which restricts their ability to advertise their services online, build a coalition of former and current sex workers to speak of their experiences, and to push back against anti-sex work advocates conflating consensual sex with sex trafficking.
These people, these anti-sex work activists, these are like the equivalent of those women who were, you remember, not that we were around for it, but during the days of alcohol prohibition, there were these horribly ugly women who had like this campaign of, those lips which touch alcohol shall not touch mine. There was like,
I've seen that picture, and it's like, all right, where's the booze? Where is it?
Right. Because you would need to be really drunk to even want to kiss one of those women.
Yeah, that end. It's like, all right, you know, just like I'll make sure that, you know, they're not.
What were they called?
Here.
The temperance movement?
Yeah.
I think that's what they were called. The teetotalers and the temperance movement.
Yeah.
Real fun bunch. These people remind me of that. Like, they spend their time advocating for further criminalization and continued criminalization of sex work. These are some of the worst kind of people. I mean, it's one thing when it's the cops who come out to do it because you expect them to do it. But when normal people come out, or purportedly normal people come out.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you talking about?
Non-bureaucrats, I guess.
Continuing on here, Reason says there are clear parallels between the statement and the so-called Denver Principles, which were published nearly three decades ago by HIV-positive gay men organizing a response to the AIDS crisis. The Denver Principles offered recommendations such as supporting HIV-positive people in their struggle against firings, evictions, and stigmatization while pushing for privacy rights and equal access to health care. Many LGBT scholars and activists cite the Denver Principles as a major blow to the stigmatization of persons with HIV and AIDS.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when it comes to gay rights, that was one thing that there's just so many gay people in our lives that, you know, most people are probably aware of it, right? Like, I mean, not everybody's gaydar, but some people are pretty obviously flaming. And so, you know, there's a chance that you had a gay person in your family, or a chance that there was somebody you were working with who was, who's a gay person.
You probably got more than one.
But, right. But with sex workers, you don't know who the sex workers are, probably, if they're in your family. Because they're hiding that from you, likely. And there's probably not as many of them as there are, you know, gay people out there. So this is a much harder campaign, you know, to kind of strike out on.
Yeah, they're more of a minority group.
Much more.
A smaller minority.
Of a minority.
Probably, yeah.
And you, they still have to fight against that, the mentality that something's wrong with charging for this, right? Because
yeah.
There's people out there who have that mentality. Oh, yeah, you can go have sex at a bar. Nope. You know, meet somebody at a bar, go home with them.
Right.
No problem. You can have sex with them all you want. Be dangerous. Doesn't matter. But as soon as money gets charged for the act, then whoa.
Right. It's the same thing of.
There's a problem here.
Apparently. I can have a cookout. Invite everybody in the neighborhood and give them hamburgers all day long. But
actually,
if the next door neighbor...
Legally, no, you really can't.
The cops generally aren't going to arrest me for having
true.
A barbecue and
that's
giving
true.
A hamburger to the next door neighbor.
Generally, no.
But if they give me some money towards the ingredients of said
oh, yeah.
food prepared at the barbecue, then all of a sudden it's illegal.
Yep. That's right. Well, like I said, in the case of what you're describing there, a lot of ordinances will actually make it illegal to do any kind of food distribution. But yes, the government will take a very
right,
keen interest in you if you are charging for the food.
Speaking of keen, yeah. The ordinance in this particular municipality technically makes it illegal. You're currently cooking a pizza. You
that's
offered
right.
me a slice. That is
illegal.
Technically illegal.
I would love
establishment.
To know. I would love to know if the city
you
has
hand
the
your
power
baby some food.
To do
that's
that.
Illegal.
Hold on. Y'all were talking at the same time. What's that?
I want to know if the city of Keene actually has the power to enact that ordinance.
Well, they've
what
enacted
they
it.
What do
they
do or not? It doesn't matter.
But I would be curious if the state has made a broad enough law that gives them the power, right?
Yeah, well, because New Hampshire is what's called a non-home rule state, wherein the state must theoretically authorize the localities to pass certain rules and restrictions. And so you're questioning whether or not that's even authorized by the state government.
It just
I don't
seems
know.
So...
To my knowledge, nobody has challenged it, so therefore they have the authority.
Nor has anybody been arrested
right.
or threatened for giving away food
that
in
we
the
know
park.
Of.
Well, they had the chance. Garrett Ian, who was an activist living in the area, actually did a food giveaway event in the public park and was not threatened
yeah, but,
over that. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And also, we've got Discord, the Discord on-air call-in line room is there at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Also, want you to know about Zencash. Go to zencash.com to learn more about a cryptocurrency created by voluntarists, people that actually care about freedom and economics. Head over to zencash.com and you can get involved, learn about the secure nodes. They've got over 12,000 secure nodes in their system, which puts them up at the level of, higher than Bitcoin. Bitcoin, I think, has around close to 10,000, not quite 10,000 at Bitcoin. Ethereum, I think, has around 16,000, so that's, I think, that puts Zencash in second place. The last time I heard about that. Zencash.com is where you can go to read their white paper, where they actually talk about the ideas of voluntarism there. Once again, that's Zencash.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. Were we done with the reason piece?
We were, yes.
Okay, good. So we were talking about sex workers just kind of generally, and there was brought up was this objection that is frequently, I guess, they're trying to tarnish the reputation of sex workers, these people who bring up this objection, saying, oh, well, you guys, even if you're not doing it as slaves of a pimp or slaves of some criminal gang, that's because that's what some of them will have you believe. Some of these anti-sex work people would have you believe that no sex worker would ever do this consensually. They're all doing it under the threat of violence. They're going to kill their family.
What do they say? They say it's like they're brainwashed or something. How do they phrase that? Because I'm always like,
they phrase it a bunch of different ways.
Like, It's just the way they phrase it is just like, really, do you actually believe that?
Well, one thing that I thought was interesting during one of these committee hearings was there was one of the senators that kept asking the anti-sex work people, would you want your daughter to grow up to do this? They never asked the question to any of these sex workers. And I wish they would have asked that question to me, because I would have responded, well, I don't necessarily want my son to grow up to be a fry cook at McDonald's, but if that's what he chooses to do with his life, then, you know, that's fine.
That would be
like,
great.
There are a lot of jobs that most people don't dream of doing when they grow up.
Yeah, sure.
When Johnny Ray was 5 years old, I don't think he ever said, I want to wind up being a really good janitor.
Johnny Ray's a co-host on Free Talk Live who's taking a break because he got himself
paid. He just had a baby.
Yeah. And so,
but, you know, like, there are certain jobs that people do that they don't necessarily, you know, dream of doing. It's not a glorious dream job, but people do them.
It's not being an astronaut, right? Like one of the jobs you ask kids about.
Right.
But it brings in money, and certain jobs that you may not want to do bring in more money.
Correct.
Right. That's absolutely the case. And so it's probably particularly true for sex work, I would imagine.
So there's this tarnishing that's done of the sex worker, right? The idea that they're either slaves to some sort of criminal gang, or they're just damaged.
Badly emotionally damaged, and they need to be saved. And I know how to help them. No,
right. By criminalizing it and putting them in a cage and threatening them, no, that's not how you help people. Or,
well, one of the things that is mentioned here is we don't want punitive intervention, because there's always the, oh, well, if you just come with me to, you know, like one of these meetings, or, you know, like, let's go to a Bible study and then I'll tell you some what a horrible person you are.
Some religious program.
And then you know, like, scare you straight.
Yeah. But what I wanted to point out, though, was that so there's all this tarnishing of the kind of the mentality around sex work, the idea that this could not be a choice that a sane person would make for themselves. That's sort of the message that's being put out here, is you're either put into slavery and you're doing it against your will, or if you're doing it by your own will, you're not a sane person because somebody hurt you, you got molested, or, you know, you had some sort of negative experience that damaged you. And that leads to the larger conversation that I think could be had here, not just about sex workers, but just about people who've had bad things happen to them in general. I was sent an interesting video, and it is on a channel on YouTube called Makers, which I had not heard of previously.
All right.
Makers, and the title is actually a little profane, but the video itself is pretty great. It's Forgive A-Holes, Have a Little Faith. And it's by apparently a Lutheran pastor, Nadia Bowles Weber, who's got, like, tattoos. And she definitely does not look like, you know, what you would consider a Christian pastor to
All
be.
Right.
It's my first exposure to her, and I just thought it was so excellent that I wanted to play this on the air. So that's what we are going to do here. It's showing her in her, like, pastor's garb in the beginning here. Or she starts talking.
I really believe that when someone else does us harm, we're connected to that mistreatment like a chain. Because forgiveness is nothing less than an act of fidelity to an evil combating campaign. So it's not an act of niceness. It's not being a doormat. It really, to me, is more badass than that.
I think this is really interesting because, and we're going to get into her reasons for this, but because I've been accused of these things before. It's like, oh, you forgive people, so that means you just let people walk all over you. And no, that's not the viewpoint necessarily. That's not what it's about. Forgiveness is about you. Forgiveness is about you letting go of whatever it is that you've created surrounding the thing, whatever that was, that happened to you. And she does a great job of explaining why that's important.
Maybe retaliation or holding on to anger about the harm done to me doesn't actually combat evil. Maybe it feeds it.
When have you ever, you know, as angry as you've been about somebody who did something to you, when has your level of anger actually hurt that other person back?
Never, unless it wound up going through physical violence.
Yeah. And did that make anything better?
When
that happened? No, generally no. But people will hold on to whatever terrible things happen to them. And, you know, we could be talking about all manner of different horrifying things, whether it be physical violence or, you know, stealing or whatever, destruction of property.
Getting screwed over by government agents.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the things that there are a lot of people that, you know, yeah, horrible things happen at the hands of government. You can either, you know, be pissed off about it for the next 20 years of your life,
or
you can move on.
Exactly. Let me go on here with this.
Because in the end, if we're not careful, we can actually absorb the worst of our enemies, and on some level, even start to become them. So what if forgiveness, rather than being like a pansy way of saying it's okay, is actually a way of wielding bolt cutters and snapping the chain that links us. Like it is saying, what you did was so not okay that I refuse to be connected to it anymore. Forgiveness is about being a freedom fighter. And free people are dangerous people. Free people aren't controlled by the past. Free people laugh more than others. Free people see beauty where others do not. Free people are not easily offended. Free people are unafraid to speak truth to stupid. Free people are not chained to resentment. That's worth fighting for. There really is a light that shines in the darkness, and that the darkness cannot, will not, shall not overcome it.
I like it a lot. Yes. You ever heard that one before? Because that's like, I mean, that's a really interesting way of explaining what forgiveness is.
Right.
Contrasting this idea of you're just being taken advantage of with, no, this is all about you, the person who can forgive. You can forgive. Yeah. Whether or not you choose to forgive.
It's almost more of a selfish thing, really.
It's completely that. Yeah. Because you don't do forgiveness for the other person. You do it for you so you can let go of the things that happen. So you can move on with your life.
Right. Well, what's the saying? Hate hurts the hater.
Yeah, that is the saying.
Mm.
And as she points out, you risk becoming like the person who harmed you.
Right. And then there's another short little thing that says, don't let somebody live rent-free in your mind.
Yeah, that's a great
point. Yeah, when you hold a grudge against somebody,
they're there.
They're always there.
That person you
don't
like.
And you're always thinking about them.
Right.
Which is one of the reasons that I've never really understood the whole, you know, hold a grudge.
Me neither, man.
That guy in kindergarten, he took the blue crayon. I wanted the blue crayon.
Wow,
dude,
that's so good.
You're 40. Yeah. Let it go.
Right, that's a great example.
Yeah.
But I wanted the blue crayon.
How ridiculous all of it really is. And it doesn't mean, remember, forgiveness doesn't mean you have to allow that same person to walk on you again. Hey, you don't have to trust the person.
Right.
It's all about you and, like she said, disconnecting yourself from that thing that happened. Moving on. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.